Sunday night, Chodesh Halvodas, page Ayin Vav, the Sunday night after Shavuos. Page Ayin Vav, the paragraph where the paragraph starts, six lines from the top of the page. Umin HaTovos HaGadolos, after all the Tovos that we mentioned, Sheheite Bohem Hashem Ala Odom, Boraya HaChazoka Olav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his godless, his chokhma, etc., 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 everything we've been talking about till now, he had Torah, Shenitna L'Shliach Olav HaShalom, given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Hizgalos HaOsos Al Yodav, and the miracles that accompanied it, Shalom Kafi HaNohog. It's interesting, the Rambam makes a point of saying that Moshe Rabbeinu and the truth of Torah is not because of the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed, but rather because of the actually seeing, because they saw it, Matan Torah, everything was revealed to them. Chavir Avodos does mention the miracles that accompanied Matan Torah, and the you know, Vishine Hatvor, this Galos Hamosim, okay, Kedei La'amesh Mitzias Habore, Unavios Hashliach, Ka'omro V'ya Yisrael Asiyel HaGadolo Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, V'yiru Omes Hashem V'yaminim Hashem Uv Moshe Abdo, the Omar at the Horace Holodas, Kiashem Hu Alokim Enobel Vado. There was a tremendous perception by Matan Torah of Hashem Echad, Shemayim and Oretz. I mean, those are just words that we use, but it means the whole Bria, like, was exposed to the Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah, and they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only mover of everything that occurs. The Omer Man Hashemayim Mishmiach Eskola Liyasreko Valoretz Harachu Estisho HaGadolo Udvorv Shemati Mitocho Eish. So Matan Torah, that's called a Tova. It's a tremendous Tova, because what a person, what we all aspire to our whole lives is to be cognizant and aware of Hashem. Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Somid. That's what we hope for. That's what we try to do with all of our brachas, with all of our tefillos, with a mezuzah, with tzitzis, with tefillin, with zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, with Shabbos. We're always pumping ourselves up with reminders about Hashem. And we're really like supposed to be walking around with tefillin a whole day, right? And tzitzis and mezuzah. But there, so that's a tova, that Hashem gave us the Torah. And I think the Lashon HaMedrash is that when you delve into Torah and you learn it, you're makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. That's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs that says beferish that the in Yad HaChazaka he talks about nature, what the Chavit HaRov has talked about till now, that you see Hashem in nature, and you're makir Hashem's reality and godless and chokhma, etc., 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 through nature. And Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says also through Torah, Shemitoch kach, the Lashon HaMedrash is, I believe, Shemitoch kach ha-tomakir misha'omar v'hoya ha'olam. And that you feel that reality when you learn. So that's the Tova of Torah. I guess the Tova that it entered the national consciousness of Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah, with all the neshamos that were there, it entered their consciousness that Hashem Echad, and that's a Tova, and the Torah, okay. Oh, we learned this Sunday night. Right, well, I'm sorry. Okay. He says the equivalent mace that'll bring, hit us that Hashem's existence will hit us between the eyes, is the fact that Klal Yisrael survived this Golus. The Rosh Hashulchan makes this point also, I mentioned. So like Chavit HaLodos, I never realized Chavit HaLodos makes the point also. He's born in the Yishma B'Tzedek HaMatzaveinu B'Namim Me'os Man HaGolus Be'chsadir Min Yoneinu B'Neyem Alav Shonu Chokim Aleyem Benister of a Golui. Theologically, we're a pain in the neck, and we're very stiff-necked people, and they have done to us just about anything that the human mind can devise, and we're hanging in there, and we're here, and we're yidden. That's why the whole world is arrayed against Eretz, against Klal Yisrael when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Because that's why it's like, what a nace, like after 2,000 years, like that we Taka came back and we're here and thriving and it's built up and the land is thriving. And the economy, you know, it's a normal economy. It's the best economy in the Middle East, no question about that. And the infrastructure, I mean, it's really we don't realize. That's why everybody who looks at it as a not religious thing, but it's a question of geography, a fight over space with the Palestinian, that's certainly shtuyot, right? It's not. It's a very the Pope, the Christian religion is terribly anti-Semitic. I mean, if you think for a second how anybody could, like, they're in cahoots with the Arabs. What do you think? We're a bone in their throat, as the saying goes. And certainly, it's not all the goyim. The fact that we rejected, you know, you say in Shir HaShirim, how the goyim always try to be mefateh the Yidden to give up a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to go with them, and they point to our lives and they say, you know, you'll have it good. What are you? And then we stuck it out, and Baruch Hashem. It's Nisim that we don't appreciate the Nisim. It also should give us a mahalach in how to deal with the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael, because if you realize what the fundamental issue is, then you realize that it's a Chilul Hashem, and it's unfortunate that so many frum Yidden, good Yidden, don't realize this point. So they think it's a question of if you give up land for pikuach nefesh, it's all shtus, it's ridiculous, it's shtus. It's a question of, it's the ultimate Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. By the goyim, every inch of land that they take back, excuse the expression, back, that they take away, to them it's a raya to the truth of their religion, that it's not true that the Jews have come back there. It's Israel, like, it's this nightmare of theirs is not true, and it's a tremendous Chilul Hashem to give away an inch of land. And it's unfortunate that more people are not makir it, and it's part of the general hester ponim that we have to live with. That's a tremendous hester upon him. That's the door we're living in. The tkufa we're living in is a tkufa of tremendous hester upon him. But just like we saw throughout Shaar HaBechina, that despite the tremendous hester upon him nowadays, but an intelligent person will turn it around and say, Adaraba, all the scientific discoveries and all the things that explain nature, quote unquote, that really gives me a bigger hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I see how amazing this world is and I see how unbelievably complex it is. So how could it be that there's no creator? So the same thing that has to upon him here with the Zionists who brought us back to Eretz Israel, and I mean historically they brought us back. So as painful as it is to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that's the Hester Panim, that they were the instruments to bring us back, but to overlook that and to say, like, that's what the Chavis Haldol is saying, like, we're back, we survived the whole Golos, and we're back. It's a tremendous Chizuk Emunah, and it's really the Hester Panim that exists has a side of tremendous Giloy, but you have to be able to see it. Just like there's so much science out there which creates Hester upon him. They say, oh, they used to say rain. Oh, Hashem sends the rain. But now you say, oh, I know how it rains. But an intelligent person says, Adarabba, who made this whole tremendously complex system? And so many different things have to mesh together to work. That's what we saw in the Chavis Haldovus, that the more complex it is, the more you makar Hashem. So the same with this, like somebody stood up. It's a nice. Somebody stands up 100 years ago, 120 years ago, whatever, a guy Herzl, and he says, and whatever, he makes a Zionist Congress, and he says, in 100 years, in 50 years, whatever he said, there's going to be a Jewish state. And at the time, it was such a ridiculous notion. It was like so like, so it's such an absurd thing to say. It was like if someone got up now, they're like, you know, tomorrow is going to be a Beis HaMikdash, you know, the Mashiach's going to be anything. Like, where, what, who, what? Like, how, like, the Goyim are going to let the Jews back to Eretz Israel and make a state. What? If someone stood up and said, "There is going tomorrow, I have it all worked out," you would put him in my room and lock him up. Okay, very good. Okay, let's not get sidetracked. That's not my point. So think of a different marshal. When John Kennedy said, "In 10 years we're going to be on the moon," okay, maybe yeah, maybe not. Like that was much more believable. That was much more believable. He made a pronouncement. He gave a clap on the shtender. He said, "In 10 years we're going to be walking on the moon." So some people, you know, when Theodore Herzl stood up in the Zionist Congress and said, "Today we're watching, we're seeing the zera, the planting of a Jewish state," it was. You have to study history to know what a ridiculous, absurd comment it was, and it happened. It happened. And if the study history by Wine just put out CDs, the history of the Jewish state, like with the Holocaust, enmeshed with the Holocaust. It's a very, you should get it. I think it's a 2 or 3 CD set. And you see, like, what? H doesn't, H has clips. That's clips. I'm talking about the whole thing. It's not to be believed. And then the Arabs attacked them when they announced, and everybody was against the Jews. I can sit it for hours. Everybody was against it, and like that Harry Truman like recognized the state against all of his advisors. And then it turns out in later years, within the last 10 years, they discovered that Harry Truman also hated the Jews. The Nixon for sure hated the Jews, and what happened in the 6-day war. Nissen. We have to study it and be accurate. Okay.